From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. A recall of 270,000 Toyota Prius hybrids is expected to be announced today. Toyota's CEO is holding a news conference a day after the Japanese automaker acknowledged design flaws in the new Prius's anti-lock braking system. Dozens of complaints about the Prius brakes have been lodged in the U.S. and Japan. This comes amid Toyota's recall of millions of vehicles due to gas pedal acceleration problems. Ephraim Levy is an equity analyst at Standard & Poor's. He thinks Toyota can get past its current troubles.
As long as they can fix the issue and move on and not have it recur, I think they'll see loyal customers. If, however, they say that the problem is fixed and then there's more issues to come, that's where the brand would really take a further hit.
Toyota stopped selling 8 models in the U.S., including Camrys and Corollas, after launching the gas pedal recalls. Stocks in Asia dropped sharply today as investors overseas echoed Wall Street's worries about the unstable job market. The Dow Jones Industrials lost nearly 270 points yesterday after the government reported a jump in first-time jobless claims. Later this morning, economists and President Obama will be getting a look at the January numbers, as NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Unemployment numbers come out today, and the administration will also report a revision in the monthly jobs data that shows more jobs have been lost during the recession than originally thought. That makes an already bleak jobs outlook even bleaker. The projection now is that unemployment will stay at 10% or higher for the rest of the year. Here's White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs.
We didn't get here overnight. We won't get out of that hole overnight. It will take a concerted effort by the President and Congress working together, both parties, to strengthen our foundation.
The president plans to make another visit to a small business today, this time in Maryland. He'll talk about his plans to help small businesses boost hiring and create jobs. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
It's turning into another deadly day for Shiite pilgrims in Iraq. 2 car bombs targeting pilgrims outside the holy city of Karbala have killed at least 27 people. Dozens more have been wounded in that attack. They're the latest in a string of attacks against Shiites walking to Karbala as part of a religious procession. That procession culminates today. A bombing in Pakistan has killed at least 11 people. That attack happened in Karachi earlier today. There are school closings and airline cancellations ahead of a major winter storm heading for the East Coast. Forecasters are calling for 1 to 2 feet of snow for the mid-Atlantic. Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia will be among the cities hardest hit by the storm. The combination of heavy, wet snow and strong winds has officials bracing for power outages. Virginia is under a state of emergency. This is NPR News from Washington. It's been a busy day aboard the International Space Station. A Russian cargo ship linked up to deliver supplies of food, water, and fuel for the station's crew. It's also brought mail and DVDs for the 2 Americans, 2 Russians, and 1 Japanese astronaut. It took 2 days for the Russian vessel to reach the space station. The $100 billion station is expected to remain operational till at least 2015. North Korea says it's releasing a Korean-American missionary who was detained after crossing the border from China on Christmas Day. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
The official Korean Central News Agency said that the North would show lenience, forgive, and release Robert Park in light of his repentance. Park, a Tucson, Arizona resident, walked over the frozen Tumen River that serves as the border between North Korea and China. He carried letters calling on North Korean leader Kim Jong-il to resign and shut down the country's labor camps. KCNA quoted Park as saying that he discovered that, quote, "there's complete religious freedom for all people everywhere," unquote, in North Korea, after authorities returned his confiscated Bible and allowed him to attend a service at Pyongyang's Pongsu Church. It quoted Park as saying that he repented for his trespassing and had been taken in by the West's false propaganda about North Korea. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Volvo is reporting weaker earnings as it restructures. Operating losses for the fourth quarter came in at $316 million for one of the world's top truck builders. The company has cut thousands of jobs in recent months. It blames restructuring costs for the losses. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.